Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkot Lamed Tesamid Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Chesamid Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Rava. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Leilema Inish Baruch Haba, V'Hadar B'Shem Hashem. A person shouldn't say, when he says the Pasuk Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, he shouldn't say Baruch Haba, pause, and then say B'Shem Hashem. Ela Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem B'Hadadi. Rather, when he says the Pasuk, he should say it in one flow, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. He should make sure not to pause in between Baruch Haba and B'Shem Hashem. And Rashi explains that the reason for this is because if a person says Baruch Haba, he pauses and then he says B'Shem Hashem, so it's not nicker that the B'Shem Hashem is going back on what he said Baruch Haba. It sounds like he's just making an isolated statement, B'Shem Hashem, which is has no meaning. And therefore, it seems like he's just saying Hashem's name in vain. He's saying B'Shem Hashem, seemingly for no good reason. So because of that, a person should be careful not to say Baruch Haba, pause and say B'Shem Hashem. Rather, he should read it all together. Skipping the parentheses, and we'll get back to that soon. V'amar Rava, Rava said another statement, that Leilema Inish Yehesh Me Rabba V'Hadar Mivarach. A person, when he says Yehesh Me Rabba Mivarach, he shouldn't say Yehesh Me Rabba, pause, and then say Mivarach. Ella, rather, Yehesh Me Rabba Mivarach Bahadadi. Rather, he should be careful to say it in one flow, the whole thing, Yehesh Me Rabba Mivarach. The Sfas Emes says it's because of the chashivas of Yehesh Me Rabba Mivarach, it has like the significance of Kilu, like Shem Hashem, it's a big Shevach to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore a person shouldn't stop in the middle. He should make sure to say it all in one flow, Yehesh Me Rabba Mivarach. The Magen Avraham in Siman Nun Zayin in Or HaChaim, in Siman Nun Zayin in Sifkan Beis, he points out that really there's two different shitas in the Rishonim as to what Yehesh Me Rabba means. The shita of the Machzer Vitri is that Yehesh Me Rabba is a tefila Yehesh Me Rabba, is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name should be Rabba. That the Yehesh Mei, the tefillah is Rabba, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name should be great. Which means, he explains, that nowadays, Chazal say, based on the Pasuk of Yad Al Kes Ka, that Ein Hashem Shalem, that the name of Hashem is Kaviyachol, not complete. And eventually, when Mashiach comes, the Shem will be complete, it will be the full Yud Kei Vav Kei. Nowadays, it's just the Yud and the Hey. We don't have the last Vav and the Hey. And therefore, We daven that Yehesh Me Rabba, that the name of Hashem should be Rabba, that it should be complete, it should be made more, we should have the Vav and the Hey. I heard once a pshat that we know the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, stands for Haya Hay Vaviyah. So the Yud and the Hey, those are the Oseis that make up Haya and Yiyah. You don't need the Vav for Haya and Yiyah. Haya and Yiyah, that you have from the Yud and the Hey. The second, the Vav, that's to give the Mashma'is of Hayva. So I heard that the pshat is that even nowadays, the fact that the Kaddish Baruch Hu was, that we see clearly. We look in Chumash, we see Hashem created the world, we see all the things He did, that we see. The fact that Yiyah, the fact that the Kaddish Baruch Hu will be, that you look in Navi, you see all the prophecies of what's going to be, that we see nowadays even. It's the Hashem Haiveh, it's the Vav and the Hey at the end. The Haiveh, the fact that Hashem is still around with His Hashkacha Pratis, of Adah, we believe in it, that's what's harder to see. That's the Hester Panim that we experience in this world. So we have the Haya and the Yiyah, we have the Yud and the Hey, we don't have the Vav and the Hey. Says the Machzer Vitri, that's the Tefillah, Yehesh Shmei Rabba, that His name, Yehesh Shmei, His name should be Rabba. That's the Machzer Vitri. But then the Magen Avraham brings from the Re, that the Re learns that Yehesh Shmei Rabba is not not the Tefillah, that's describing Hashem's name. That His great name, Yehesh Shmei Rabba, Mivarach, His great name should be blessed. So the Magen Avraham points out that according to the Re, that the meaning of Yehesh Shmei Rabba Mivarach, Mivarach is the tefillah about Yehesh Shmei Rabba, so that's very understandable why Rava would say not to be mafsik, because that's like being mafsik in the middle middle of the tefillah. You're davening, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. Hashem's great name should be blessed, so you don't want to stop in the middle. That would be maybe a different pshat, not like the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes just says, Al Tachashiva Sa'inyan of the whole sentence of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. It could be there's this, a different pshat based on the read that Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, that's the tefillah, so you don't want to stop in the middle. But Al Kopanim, Rava said about these two things, about the pasuk of Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, and now about the tefillah of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, that a person's not supposed to be mafzik in the middle. However, says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Safra said to Rava, he said, Maisha, which as Rashi explains is the title for the Gadol Adar, so he called Rava the Gadol Adar, he said, Maisha, Shapra Kamrit, are you saying good? Are you saying the right pshat? No, I disagree with you. Ella Hasam Vahacha, both over there and over here, both by Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, and with regards to Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, Asuke Milsahu V'Leslan Ba. It's obvious that you're concluding your original thought, and there's nothing wrong with pausing in the middle. It's obvious that you really just mean to complete your thought, and therefore he disagrees with Rava that there's a problem to pause in the middle. Says the Gemara Vayter, Malkoim Shenoagu Lichbo. We mentioned in the Mishnah that when it comes to Hallel, so in a place where the minig is to repeat psukim, so you're allowed to, or you're supposed to repeat psukim, akol kefi haminog, everything should be like the minog. If the psukim that are repeated, a person should make sure to repeat. Says the Gemara, and we mentioned even specifically in the Gemara on the previous Talmud that they repeated different psukim. We mentioned Anashem Hishiyana was repeated, Anashem Matzlichana was repeated. Says the Gemara now, Tana, we learned that Rebbe Kaifo Badvarim. The Rebbe used to repeat different psukim, even the psukim after Hashem, after the words Anashem Hishiyana and Anashem Matzlichana, Rashi says, that those psukim and onwards, so Rebbe used to double them up. He used to repeat the psukim. Rebbe Lazar ben Barta Maisif Badvarim. He added even more things that he would repeat. My Maisif, what did he add that he would repeat? Amar Abaye Maisif Lichbo Me'aydecha Ulamata. From Aydecha and afterwards, from at the end of Min HaMetzar, so that he would double up, which is like we do today. The Mishnah said, Levarech Yivarech, that in a place where the minig is to make a bracha on Hallel, so a person should make a bracha. Says the Gemara Amar Abaye, that Leishanu Ela L'Acharav. This, that the Mishnah is making it taloi in the minog, if the minig is to make a bracha, you make a bracha, it's mashma. If the minig is not to, you don't make a bracha. This, that it's taloi in minog, says Abaye Leishanu Ela L'Acharav. That's discussing the bracha at the end of Hallel. Melech Muhula Batishbachis. The bracha at the end of Hallel, that's taloi in minog. Avalifanov, when it comes to the bracha that we make in the beginning of Hallel, the bracha in the beginning, so then mitzvah levarich. That, of course, there's a mitzvah for everyone to make that bracha. That's not totally in minog. There are some that don't make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. That's because they hold that the whole Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minog, and you don't make a bracha on a minog. The Shita is a Rambam. But Lamaisa, I guess according to those shitas, you have to say that this Gemara is going on the days that there's a mitzvah to read Hallel. On the days that there's a mitzvah to read Hallel, so then there's a mitzvah to make the bracha beforehand, that's not going to be talui and minog. The bracha at the end is talui and minog, the bracha in the beginning, that's a mitzvah levarich. Now what's the makar that there's a mitzvah levarich in the beginning of Hallel? So says the Baye, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel, that kol ha-mitzvah Kulon mevarich alehen over lasiyasan. That all mitzvahs in the Torah, every mitzvah, even mitzvahs derabanan, a person's supposed to make a bracha on them before he does the mitzvah. Over lasiyasan means before he does the mitzvah, so he's supposed to make a bracha. And therefore, when it comes to the bracha that's in the beginning of Hallel, that's not going to be tali and minhag. That's a chiyuv to make that bracha. Over lasiyasan, before you do the mitzvah of reciting Hallel, so you have to make that bracha. So now for the rest of this Gemara until the Mishnah, the Gemara is just going to focus in on the word choice that Shmuel used. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that there's a mitzvah to make a bracha before performing a mitzvah. But the word that Shmuel used to describe before doing a mitzvah was Eiver Lasiyasan, not Kaidem Lasiyasan. Typically the word before would be Lifnei or Kaidem. What's Eiver Lasiyasan? So we explain that it means before. But now says the Gemara Umay Mashma, how do we know the Hai Eiver Lishna de Agdumehu? What's the source that this word Eiver can mean beforehand? Where did Shmuel get this from? This idea, this usage of the word Eiver, which I guess literally means to pass, where did he get it from that the word Eiver Lasiyasan, that Eiver means before performing the mitzvah? Where did he, what's his makar for this usage of the word? So says the Gemara, the Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak explained, "Dichsiv," because the pasuk says, "V'yaratz achimatz derech hakikar v'yavores akushi." The pasuk is describing it's when Yoav sent the Kushi to tell David HaMelech that Avshalom, David HaMelech's son, had died. So Yoav sent the Kushi to go inform David HaMelech about Avshalom's petira. And Achimatz, he ran ahead in front of the Kushi, and he got there before the Kushi to tell David HaMelech. So that's this pasuk, that V'yavaretz Achimatz derech hakikar, he went a shortcut, he ran V'yavur es HaKushi, and he went in front of the Kushi. He got there before him. So you see, this usage of the word V'yavur means before, to in front. So that's where Shmuel got this usage of the word Eiver from. Abayi Amar, Abayi says Mehacha. It's from a different pasuk that we see the word Eiver means in front, before. And that's the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu was setting up his family before greeting Esav, so he set up his family in a specific order, and the pasuk says, V'hu avar lifnehem, that he, referring to Yaakov Avinu, that he went in front of the wives. He went in front of his wives. So you see also the word avar means to be in front, and before. So that could be where Shmuel got this usage of the word Eiver from. V'bayis Ema, third pshat, it's Mehacha. It's from the following pasuk, which is Nevuah about the Zman HaGeula, that it says over there, V'yavur Malkam Lefnehem. It says that their king, the Melech HaMashiach, will walk before, in front of Klal Yisrael, when they go back to Eretz Yisrael, Bezman HaGeula. It says that the king, Mashiach, will walk in front of them, V'Hashem B'Reishem, and Hashem in their lead. But the pasuk says, V'yavur Malkam Lefnehem. It says that the Melech HaMashiach will go in front of them. So again, you see the usage of the word V'yavur, Eiver, that the word Eiver can mean in front of, it can mean before. So that's just another possible makar of where Shmuel got this usage of the word Eiver from. That Shmuel said that kol mitzvahs, kol hamitzvahs kulon, mevarech alein Eiver lasiyasan, he means before. Where did he get it from? So we brought three different possibilities of where Shmuel might have seen this from, that the word Eiver means before.